Nymphaeums. The Romans, quite deservedly, are credited with the development of public health services. They built canals and water supply systems. During Roman times, Zadar had two city water supplies. One had its source in the village of Vrana, with an additional source above Billy Brig in Zadar. They were constructed at the beginning of the 2nd century AD, during the rule of Emperor Trajan. When the water supply reached the town, it was kept in large storage containers, from where it passed under the streets and supplied with water public fountains built at crossroads and in homes. The Roman sewage system and public toilets were very well taken care of in the city. In all Roman towns, there were public toilets. An entrance fee was charged, but this was not expensive. There would be several identical toilets in one place, and water would run underneath them. Water carried the sewage toward the sewage system and towards rivers and the sea. Some public toilets were even decorated and sometimes had a warm air heating system. The Romans enjoyed gathering in such places to chat. Mopping was done with a sponge attached to a stick. We know for certain that Zadar had one public toilet. On the southwestern corner of the Forum in Zadar was the Nymphaeum, a public fountain depicting nymphs lying down. The nymph goddesses of the Greeks and Romans were water, woodland, and mountains. Under the nymph's armpit protruded the neck of an amphora, through which water flowed into an ordinary circular well. A statue of a nymph protects the archaeological museum in Zadar. Alongside the Nymphaeum, the public toilet was located, the remains of which have not been preserved.